So let's review. Amar Rav Sheshes Mishum Reb Elazar ben Azarya. Yochel ani lifter as kolam kulei min adin miyom shachav beis hamikdash v'ad achshav. Reb Elazar ben Azarya said, I can exempt the Jewish people from liability for their sins based on the pasuk in Yeshayo, which refers to the Jewish people as shikaris v'loy miyayin, drunk but not from wine, rather from suffering. The Gemara clarifies that an ebriated person is in fact obligated in all mitzvahs and accountable for any averus that he does. Harehu kepikeach l'chol devar. He is considered sane regarding all matters. Ella shepata min atfila. He's exempt from davening because it requires concentration. Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya also only meant to say that they can be absolved of not davening with the proper concentration. However, if he gets to the point of shekrus shalait, complete drunkenness, he is pater from all mitzvahs as a shaita. Based on two ways to interpret a pasuk in Iyuv, we have the following machlokes. Rabbi Yechanan holds that one who is drunk should sleep a short while and be woken up to daven, because the effect of the wine will have sufficiently worn off. Rabbi Chanina holds that it is better to miss davening because it only wears off sufficiently if he sleeps until waking up himself. Rav adds, Kol she'in daitim yeshevus alav al yispal. Anyone with an unsettled mind, like a person who is angry, should not daven. Later the Gemara mentions that for the first 3 days after a long journey, a person should not daven because he will not be able to concentrate. And Shmuel le matzli bebeisa de isbe shichra. Shmuel would not even daven in a house that had beer in it because the smell was intoxicating. We must cite the Lashon HaMechaber in Shulchan Aruch Simen Tzadik Hesef Beis. The Achshav ein onu nizharen b'chol zeh v'mnei she'ein onu mechavnu kol kach b'tfila. We do not follow these exemptions because we are unable to have the fullest concentration anyway. However, the Mishnah Berurah comments, of course we must concentrate to the best of our ability and avoid all distractions. Various Amorim were careful not to paskin and had difficulty learning, even when they had minor distractions like the blowing of a southern storm wind, doing routine things like passing some dip, and getting bitten by lice. The Gemara records the customs of various Amorim in terms of their learning schedule. While Rabbi Huda thought people should sleep at night, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish thought that the moon's light is ideal for learning Torah. Rabbi Zeir said that his learning was sharp from learning in the daytime, while Rav Chisda tried to sleep as little as possible since life is too short to waste on sleep. Rav Nachman Yitzchak would say that Torah should be learned during the day, but Rav Acha ben Yaakov, Yazaf Upara, he would learn all night when he did not have time to fill his quota of daily learning during the day. The Gemara lists six positive things that can come from drinking wine. It can help people overlook wrongs that others committed against them. It can clear a person's mind to the point that he is like one of the Shivim Zakenim. It can help comfort mourners. It rewards evil people in this world so that they will only have punishment in Olam Haba. If it pours like water in a person's house, it indicates that the house is blessed. It is one of the three ways to test the true character of a person. B'kaisai, b'kisai, u'b'kaisai. How he acts when he drinks, how honest he is with money, and how easy he is to anger. V'amri la af besachkai. Some say a person's character is evident from his laughter. The Gemara presents two cases of a non-Jew sharing a chatzar with a Jew in a situation of shtei chatzeres zu lifne mizu, two chatzeres, one behind the other, where the inner chatzar's only exit and entrance is through the outer chatzar, which gives them trisis haregel, a right of way through the outer chatzar. I'm Rav Yehuda Merav. Yisrael v'nachri b'pnimis v'yisrael b'chitzayna. Rav said that if a Jew and a non-Jew live in the inner chatzar, and a lone Jew lives in the outer chatzar, both Rebbe and Rav Chiya hold, it is usur for the Jew in the outer chatzar to carry things from his house into his chatzar, unless he rented the rights of the non-Jew. The Gemara tries to figure out which Tana Rav holds like. Rav Sheshes and Rabba thought that he holds like Reb Meir, that a non-Jew makes carrying usur in the chatzar even when only one Jew lives with him. Rav Yosef rejects this, since according to Reb Meir, the inner chatzar should be usur as well. And Rav explicitly said that the Jew in the inner chatzar may carry within the inner chatzar, clearly indicating that Rav does not follow the opinion of Reb Meir. Rav cannot be following Reb Elazar ben Yaakov either, who holds at sheyu shnei Yisraelim oisim zal zeh, the non-Jew only makes carrying usur when there are two Jews who also restrict each other. But in this case, the Jews do not restrict each other because they live in separate chatzeres. We also cannot reconcile this ruling of Rav with Rebbe Kiva, who says regel hamateres b'mkayma. Since the Jew in the inner chatzar has drisas regel, the right of way to pass through the outer chatzar, and therefore we consider this a case of two Jews who restrict each other, because then the case does not need a non-Jew in the inner chatzar to ask the outer chatzar. Finally, the Gemara concludes that Rav holds like both Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Akiva. And in this case, the two Jews made an Eriv. So it is the presence of the guy that causes the Aruchatz to be Aser, unless they rent the Rishus of the non-Jew. Before we proceed to the next case, we must review that which we learned at the beginning of this perek. Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, that both Reb Meir and Reb Elazar ben Yaakov agree, Diris Eivik Kachavim Lo Yishma Dira. A non-Jew is not considered a resident who can restrict the Chatzar. However, the Chacham issued a decree that one must rent the space from the non-Jew every week because this would inconvenience and discourage the Jews from sharing a Chatzar with non-Jews. Gzeris Shemayil Mimimaisav, so that they do not learn from his ways. Therefore, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov holds that in the case of a single Jew living in the Chatzar with the Akum, there is no need for such a decree because a Jew would rarely put himself in that situation. Because Eivik Chacham Chasha Shvichas Dam, idolaters are suspected of wanting to murder a Jew. However, with two Jewish residents, the decree does apply because they would share a Chatzar with an Akum, feeling protected by one another, as the Akum would not harm one for fear of being discovered by the other. Now, in the case just mentioned, where the Jew and the non-Jew live in the Yenach Chatzar, the Gzera applies, and they must rent the Rishus of the non-Jew because they would be comfortable with such an arrangement, figuring that the Yaakov will not harm the Jew in the inner chatzar because he's afraid that the Jew of the outer chatzar will ask about his neighbor. And as Rashi explains, he cannot claim that the Jew moved away because the outer Jew would have noticed that. However, in the reverse situation, if the Jew and non-Jew share the outer chatzar and the lone Jew is in the inner chatzar, must they rent the Rishus of the non-Jew? Now, perhaps they do not have to rent because the gzera does not apply, since they would not be comfortable with this arrangement. The Akum would not be afraid to harm the Jew because when asked, he could always claim that the Jew moved away without the inner resident noticing. Or they do have to rent because they could live with this arrangement, relying on the Akum being afraid of getting caught in the act by the inner Jew just walking out at that time. Rav answered, "Ten l'chacham v'yech gemoit. Give knowledge to a wise man and he'll become even wiser." Meaning to say that the non-Jew does create an issue to carry in the Aruch Chatzar in this case as well. Rish Lakish v'tamidah Reb Chanina, iklo lahu pundik. Rish Lakish and students of Reb Chanina went to an inn which shared a Chatzar with two Jews and one non-Jew who was renting from another non-Jew. They wanted to rent his Rishus in order to make an Erev. However, v'loy hava seicher v'hava masker. The tenant was not home, but the landlord was there. They reasoned as follows. If the landlord may not evict the tenant, we certainly cannot rent from him, for it's not his rishus. If he may evict him, it's questionable. Shall we say that since the landlord has the right to evict the tenant, it's the landlord's rishus, and we can rent from him? Or, since he did not actually evict him, it is the tenant's rishus, and we cannot rent from the landlord? They rented from the landlord and made an eruv, relying on Safek Divrei Lahakal. They subsequently asked Reb Ephes, who said, Yafa Asisim Shesichartim. You were correct in renting from the landlord.